I'm Ben.
And I'm Royce. And welcome back to The Goal Line. It is 4th and Goal here, episode 2 of the 4th and Goal podcast. Today we're going to be reviewing our week 0 picks and making some week 1 predictions, as we have a great week 1 ahead of us. So Ben, you want to walk us through our picks from last week?
Week 0, the biggest game obviously was Kansas State, Iowa State in Dublin, Ireland. We both predicted that Kansas State would walk away with victory. We were both wrong.
We both said they would win by double digits.
I believe we said double digits. And Iowa State won by 3. So good pick by us. Nice.
Hey, you know, it's all good. Well,
can't get them all right. And Kansas State looked terrible, even though they should be.
Yeah, I mean, now I know to not bet on them anymore this season. They sold our 4 for 4.
Yeah, because other than that, we actually picked really, really well. Kansas destroyed Fresno State.
Just like we both said, I know I said they were going to kill him.
I said it might be a little close, but
they still won.
That's all that matters. Western Kentucky destroys Sam Houston.
I think we both picked Western Kentucky, but we didn't. We said it was going to be close, I think.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know anything.
We took the points with Sam Houston, but Western Kentucky covered. And then this one, Hawaii won. We both picked that. I said Hawaii was going to win by double digits. They won on a last-second field goal. But I think we're only counting 1-0 on that one, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, so we're going to keep track throughout the season.
We're both 3-1. It's not bad. Just Kansas State, Iowa State.
Dude, we're not going to go 100%.
Yeah.
That's so hard to do.
That game was ugly. It rained. Kansas State played terrible.
Yeah.
Iowa State. Good win for them.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through 4 of our favorite games, which they're kind of obvious this week. 4 of our favorite games, make predictions, and then we each are going to have an upset game. So our first game we are going to be doing is Texas. Number 1, Texas. Number 3, Ohio State. At Ohio State, who do you got?
Noon kickoff, both teams, national championship contenders, rematch.
Lee Corso's last college game day
College game day. Rematch of the college football semifinal. Texas gave Ohio State a really good game last year. They're going to be mad. Game is in Columbus. It'll be an interesting watch. Ohio State is a 2.5-point favorite. Arch Manning, the new quarterback for Ohio State. I'm going to take Texas to win. I trust Arch Manning. I trust Texas more. Ohio State's going to take a step down. I think Texas wins this one. Close.
Yeah, I think this game's going to – I mean, I know Ohio State has the 2 best players in the world. But at the end of the day, a true freshman quarterback's first game – against the best team in the country. I'm also going to take Texas, but not by a lot, only because Arch Manning has way more experience than Julian Sand does. But if Ohio State, I mean, we're probably going to win. We're probably both going to get it wrong just because we picked Texas. But I'm going to go Texas. I'm going to say 27-20, Texas.
I think it's 31-28. I think it's really, really close. Ohio State, they're kind of coming off the national championship. Ryan Day, I still don't really trust in big, big spots. He doesn't have the most overwhelmingly talented team like he did last year. It's a really good team. It's hard to follow it up 2 years in a row. I think they drop week 1. Second game we're going to talk about is a little bit underrated, but it's still an interesting game. 3:30, Bama FSU. At Florida State.
Yeah, I mean, Florida State can't be as bad as last year. The only way is up after that. I mean, that was just atrocious. What'd they go, 2-10?
2-10 after going 13-0 the previous season. Maybe the worst drop-off ever. Nice.
But, I mean, they might hang in. I mean, they're at home. So, you know, the Tomahawk chant's going to be rolling, but.
It'll be rocking in that stadium.
I mean, I can see them hanging in there for a quarter, maybe a half, but. I don't think Bama's going to, like, beat the doors off of them, but they're definitely going to win. They're definitely going to cover that 13.5. I think Bama's going to win. I'll say 35-20.
I also think Bama's going to win. I don't know if you've seen the new Florida State quarterback. He's a transfer from Boston College. By the way, he got benched at Boston College halfway through the season last year. and has been talking about how Nick Saban's not there to save Alabama. Talking about,
I did see that. I did see that.
Talking about Alabama like that before you go play them, they're still probably easily a top 10 team and a top 5 program in the country, even without Nick Saban. That's really stupid. I don't think Alabama covers, just because I think Florida State, it's going to be hot, and that environment's going to be rocking. Florida State's going to be hungry. I think Mike Norvell's a good coach. I still think Bama wins. I think it's like 28-17, something like that.
I mean, if Florida State wins this game, I wouldn't say that's that crazy, but
I don't think they're going to. They're
way less talented. Our next game here, number 9 LSU, number 4 Clemson, 7:30 at night. It's going to be electric.
Personally, I think this is going to be the best game of the weekend. I think Texas Ohio State has a chance, but night game at Clemson, LSU's lost 5 straight opening games. Like, this game is going to be insane. LSU is going to have stuff to prove. Dabo wants to come back on top. Like, this, it's a 3.5-point spread, 7:30 kickoff, primetime ABC. Like, this game is going to be unreal.
I agree. I think it will be the game of the week, because something about, like, I don't know, it's kind of a hype. It's kind of been hyped up all season. Like, these teams don't like each other. Watching the SEC documentary on Netflix, they don't like each other. And
trying to claim who is the real Death Valley for their stadium.
I also saw Dabo saying that this is a year he thinks that they should be undefeated, and he thinks that he's going to return to where he was in the late tens, like 15 through 20, when they won 2 national championships.
Looks like there's a chance of rain, is what I'm seeing.
I don't even know who to pick. They both have, I mean, these are probably the two best quarterbacks in the country.
Drew Aller's pretty good. Klubnik, definitely Heisman contenders.
Drew Aller, Arch Manning are like probably the next two. Lagway, maybe.
Lagway and Sellers maybe up there, but these two are the most experienced.
I can say, right now, if I had a quarterback ranking, I would say these are the two best.
They'll both probably be in New York for the Heisman.
So, they're so evenly matched. Oh, man. I'm going to take Clemson. Barely. I think Clemson's going to win. But LSU might cover that spread of 3.5, or mine says 4. But I think Clemson's going to win, only because I think it comes down to they're at home and it's a night game. And I think Dabo has a little more grit than Brian Kelly does. Brian Kelly's lost a lot of big games, a lot of big games.
We know that.
Dabo's lost a lot less big games. And like, people say, like, Clemson's been bad recently, but, like, they haven't had a season worse than 8-4 ever. Like, they're always a good team.
Yeah, they're bad seasons. They made the playoff last year, won a game.
They're quote-unquote bad seasons are, like, 9-3, 8-4. Like, most schools are happy
with that. They went 9-3 in 2023. They were top 5 in 2022. Like, they have not really been that down.
Exactly. But I'm going to take Clemson. I kind of feel like a defensive bloodbath. I mean, I know the offenses are kind of what stands out, but I'm going to go Clemson 22-17.
I hate that we keep picking the same games, because then it's just the same thing. But I also think Clemson's going to win. And my sole reason, I think LSU's maybe slightly less talented than Clemson, but I don't think that's why they lose. I think Brian Kelly, there's zero chance he can walk into this stadium, this environment, and win. I, as a Notre Dame fan, have seen him play Clemson 100 times. He has won one game against them that really mattered, and that was when Trevor Lawrence was hurt and DJU was starting, and it was at home, and it was a triple overtime game in COVID. Something with Brian Kelly is he can't perform. There's already so much pressure on him at LSU. I do think they cover the spread, though. I think this game is a one-point game. I think it's going to be hard to throw the ball. It's going to rain. I think it's ultimately going to come down to 21-20. Clemson takes the win at home, proves himself to be one of the best teams in the country.
Our last one, Sunday night, bias Notre Dame fans. Number 6, Notre Dame at number 10, Miami. Notre Dame minus 2.5. Who do you got?
I mean, this isn't going to be shocking. I'm picking Notre Dame, and I'm picking Notre Dame to win by 10+. I think this Notre Dame team is a lot better than everyone's giving him credit for. Miami does scare me as a fan. Like, I'm nervous going into this, but also Miami's not going to be as hostile as A&M was. I also think that A&M team last year is better than this Miami team this year. That environment at Kyle Field, Kyle Stadium, is different than when it's going to be at Hard Rock. Miami fans just aren't that passionate. Catholics, convicts, give me Notre Dame. Jeremiah Love has a big game. So does Jadarian Price and CJ Carr. Gets his first win and his first start in college.
Notre Dame has the best backfield in the country. We have a former 5-star quarterback. We're offensive line university.
Correct.
We have the best corner in the country.
Correct.
We've got a guy named Adon Shuler who might win the Heisman. And maybe. We've got a coach who 5 years from now, we're going to be talking about him like we talk about Nick Saban and Kirby Smart.
I think he's the second best coach in the country only because he hasn't won a national championship.
And I really don't want to pick him because I think that's jinxing them. And I think Miami is better than Ben is saying. I think Carson Beck's on a revenge tour after getting completely hated on and selling a bag with a 10 out of 10 blonde.
Cavender.
So I don't want to – I mean, I'm going to take Notre Dame. I can't live with not picking them. But.
Especially against Miami. Like, it's like picking Miami to win that game. It's not Louisville. Like, this is a rival.
But, yeah, I don't want to jinx them, but – I also don't want to doubt them. So I'm going to take Notre Dame. By barely.
Like, do they cover? 2.5?
Yeah, I think they won by 3.
Yeah.
Barely. I don't think 10+. You I mean, I hope. I hope they won by 100. And I hope they won by 100 and Miami quits at halftime. But they're probably going to win by 3, and it's probably going to be a game in the 20s. Probably like 26, 23, 27, 24, something like that.
I think it'll be 28-21. It's a 7-point game for me.
But I will say, if Miami stops the run, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble.
I just don't know how.
But the key word there is if.
It's a big if with the best backfield.
I don't know how many times we saw any team last year stop. It's hard to. You can stop one, but once you stop one, you can't really stop both.
I mean, Jeremiah Love. How many times do we just see him break open the backfield? Get through the hole and just 70.
Remember that 98-yard touchdown run against IU? I predicted it right before it happened.
I was there. I was
in
the building.
A basement of Johnny Lehman's house. Shout out Johnny Lehman. Go Bulldogs. I was in the basement of his house, and I said he might break this for a touchdown. They were at the 2-yard line. See ya.
I was in the end zone behind where they were. I saw the hole break, and I've maybe never seen someone on the football field run as fast as he did that night. Pretty unbelievable.
Now we've got our upset pick, which I don't know if we get the same game. We might. I hope we don't.
I hope we don't either.
But, you know, mine, it's a noon game on ABC. 13.5 favorite is this team who is ranked. But something about this other team's quarterback really just gets me going. And, man, I wish he wouldn't have transferred, but, man, let's just say I'm rooting for this team secretly this season, and I think they're going to beat this team because I think the team they're playing is only ranked because of the name of their school, and they were good last year, but they ain't got what they had. And that's why I'm taking Syracuse to not only easily cover that 13.5-point spread, but they are going to beat the Volunteers by a touchdown because – Steve Angeli is a stud.
It's unfortunate. That was going to be my upset pick. I 1,000% agree with you, but I will be different. I did have a backup because I figured you would lean that direction. Steve Angeli, Tennessee doesn't have what they had last year. Syracuse will win that football game, but my upset pick, now that that's been taken, this is a little bit different. It is a ranked team, though. It is a playoff team from last season. Got a bye in the playoff. And I believe they're going to lose tonight. Ranked number on Thursday night. Ranked number 25.
Boise State.
Boise State is going to lose to University
of
South Florida. It's a 6.5-point spread. It's going to rain. It's going to be 91 degrees in South Florida that night. It is going to be disgusting out. The Idaho boys are not ready for it. There's a lot of hype going into Boise State. Ashton Gentry is not walking through those doors. It's a great program. I still think they'll be good. Give me the Bulls, I believe.
I think you're right.
They are the University of South Florida going to defeat Boise State and potentially make a bid for the Group of Five spot in the playoff. Give me South Florida.
Yeah, I don't hate that. That's ballsy. Real quick, we're going to pick this right now, so put your thought into it. We're not changing it the whole season. Heisman prediction. Just not your finalist, but the Heisman. Who will it be?
Do we also pick a national championship?
Yeah. National champion. We're not changing.
Okay.
At all throughout the year.
My Heisman, I want to say Jeremiah Love. He is my favorite player. I'm not going to say him. I won't be a total homer on that. I think Cade Klubnik's going to win the Heisman this year. I think Clemson has a breakout season. I think it starts on Saturday night when they beat LSU. I think they go undefeated. Give me Cade Klubnik to win the Heisman.
That's solid. I do think they're going to be one loss or no loss. I think they're going to be a one-loss team. But I don't know that his – because they rely so heavily on, stats now for the Heisman. I don't know that his stats are going to, jump out enough. So I am going to pick the best college football player I've ever watched. Maybe Joe Burrow was better. Not very many guys. I'm going to pick Jeremiah Smith to win the Heisman.
I think
he gets really close and plays around with 2,000 receiving yards this season. I think he's an absolute stud.
He's the best receiver college has ever seen.
All right, we don't have much time. So my national champion this season. I got to think. Do you have yours?
I have to decide if I'm going to be biased or should I be realistic.
I have mine.
You go ahead and go.
This is so – I don't want to be biased, and I really don't know. I don't think true freshman quarterback is going to take Notre Dame to the Natty and win it. And I don't think Clemson's going to win it. So I'm between Texas and Penn State. And Penn State was really, 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 really good last year, and they got better. One of the only teams who was that good and got better. So I'm going to take the Penn State and Nittany Lions to win the national championship.
I'll go different with you. I don't trust James Franklin. They should win. I don't think they will. I'm going to go with the Cade Klubnik train. Give me Clemson and the Tigers.
Wow.
I think Clemson, they're going to win.
Clemson fan now.
Clemson comes back, wins the championship. Dabo's back on top. Yeah. So we'll see how those predictions turn out.
All right. Make sure to go to irishconnection.net to watch our podcast and any podcast and just check out Irish Connection. And I'm Royce.
I'm Ben.
And thank you for watching episode 2 of the Fourth and Goal podcast.